thanks, Scott. Thanks, everybody, for coming. As Scott said, do appreciate on the short notice that we gave you. There are some questions out there. There's lots of opportunity. This is the first time I've had a chance to stand in front of you, I think, since the execution of the infamous agreement last week. So good morning. Thanks for coming. I want to talk broadly about a message from the organization, and then in particular, as Scott said, about some ticketing and fan-based information that we have to roll out, and appreciate that this will be on an ongoing basis as we move throughout the season. So on behalf of all of us at True North and the Winnipeg Jets Hockey Club, clearly welcome to the start of what will be an exciting 2013 season at our MTS Center. The Jets have now officially rolled out our 2013 All Systems Go 01-19 preseason campaign. Training camp is now into its third day. Agreements have now been ratified, MOUs signed, game and broadcast schedules issued. And after 113 days of lockout, we're in the final stages of preparing for the official start to our season. Now, in just 5 short days, as you all know, the Jets are paired up against our good friends, the Ottawa Senators, at 2 p.m. this Saturday, right here at our own MTS Center. So there are certain elements, though, on how we got here today that I think bear repeating. Throughout the lockout, we made a conscious decision to continue to invest in True North's most important resource, that is, our people. Many teams did not. Most of our counterparts are rehiring staff, are in a process of selling season tickets, group and walk-up tickets, as well as hockey-related corporate inventory. The Winnipeg Jets have a full complement of dedicated and familiar staff ready to execute against 24 sold-out Winnipeg Jets home games this season. We believe this was a good decision, and we are very fortunate to be in Winnipeg. The long-term nature of last week's agreement will provide for the ongoing sustainability of this organization. Our entire organization remains committed to its employee family. We are proud of the fact this company did not engage in any staff contraction. We paid interest to all of our season ticket holders, and we've continued to invest millions of dollars in the fan experience at the MTS Center. All this was done without the certainty of a 2012-2013 season, but with the belief in the long-term future of True North and the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg. We are thankful for everyone's patience and apologize for the frustration and delay. But we are now in a better place, and we can put this all behind us and definitely look forward to the puck drop right here on January 19th in Winnipeg. So what have we done at the MTS Center recently? Number one, our high-definition video wall. You may have already seen, you have likely seen, the video screen at the main entrance at Portage and Donald. The MTS Ultimate TV is a 166-inch high-definition video wall that delivers amazing picture quality in 1080p widescreen format. It will continue to be programmed, as you've seen, with the latest messaging from MTS, True North, and our Jets. Washroom improvements, Mr. Donnelly. We've added to the washroom facilities at the 100 level in the MTS Center. In sections 104 and 116, fans can look to a significantly increased flow-through capacity. We've added 21% to our washroom capacity on that level, which now translates into 46 urinal units on the main concourse of the MTS Center. We've also provided for a new access point off our main concourse at sections 103 and 202, down to our event-level washrooms in the northeast quadrant of the building, providing for an additional 6 male water closets and 10 urinals and 14 female water closets. Our bowl audio upgrade. With the goal of generating even more excitement for Winnipeg Jets fans, True North has invested in a concert-quality stereo sound system that is capable of being clearly heard over the enormous roar of our Winnipeg Jets fans. True North turned to a local provider, SoundArt, Winnipeg-based national concert sound provider, to outfit the arena with 66 Electro Voice Line Array loudspeakers powered by 120,000 watts of power. Every seat in the house, Kevin, will now be immersed in crystal clear high fidelity sound. So whether you're at the 100 level, the 200 level, in suites, the 300 level, you will now always hear the same consistent sound. That's a big improvement for our building. High density Wi-Fi. Since last season, we have worked aggressively with MTS to improve the wireless experience in the MTS Center. A new high density Wi-Fi network has been designed and installed to benefit fans' digital experience in the building. There are now 226 network access points throughout the facility and over 370 Wi-Fi antennas, providing a wireless, super high density to cover every corner of the MTS Center. The digital possibilities are now limitless as we continue to develop content. For example, on our Jets mobile app, all fans will be able to stream live video to their smartphones in a congested-free environment right here in the MTS Center. MTS Internet customers are able to log in and utilize this network free. And from now until the end of April, all fans attending at the MTS Center, regardless of Internet user, will have free access to the Wi-Fi network courtesy of MTS. Concession food and beverage, a last little upgrade. We've also added a Subway franchise to our spectrum of fan-based concession offerings. Our new Subway at Section 111 opposite Tim Hortons offers full-service custom-made sandwiches from Subway's full menu. So we've painted, checked, and reinforced every seat and seat cushion. The MTS Center is truly all systems are go. We are now well into our seven-day All Systems Go 0119 campaign with combined efforts, as you know, in print media, a reskinned Dynamic Jets website at www.winnipegjets.com, and all of our Twitter and Facebook. On Sunday the 13th, Coach Noel led our Jets players through their first official practice at the MTS Center, open to the public, which included a complimentary Coke and popcorn for all of our fans. All of our Jets gear stores, MTS Center, St. Vitale Center, and Iceplex are offering all fans a 25% discount on all merchandise throughout training camp. At the home opener on Saturday, our marketing game production teams are spilling over with excitement about our home opener show. There will be a very special commemorative giveaway to all fans at that game and some exciting concession and suite offerings. Additionally, we will start the rollout of our 24-game jersey off our back promotion for one lucky fan at the end of each game. And the last game will include all the jerseys from the whole team. As well, one lucky season ticket holder will be recognized as season ticket holder of the game for every home game this season starting this Saturday. The Winnipeg Jets' mandate to its fans is to lead the league in fan-based efficiencies. We are continually looking for ways that will continue to improve the effectiveness of your experience with us at the MTS Center and with the Winnipeg Jets. So, for the 2012-2013 season, the Winnipeg Jets are boldly moving into the world of digital technology with the launch of the first phase of our digital ticketing platform. This year's season ticket package was mailed via Canada Post to all season ticket holders this past Friday on the 11th. All of our season ticket holders, as you well know now, should have received this package by the end of business today. Many of them received that yesterday. Included for the first time ever in fan season ticket package is a season ticket card and user guide. The Winnipeg Jets season ticket card, the size of a credit card, has now replaced what we've historically used in this organization for access to the MTS Center for entrance to Winnipeg Jets games, and that, as you know, is traditional tickets. Also included with that package was the user guide, which should have been handed or will be handed out to you today, and which is posted again at www.winnipegjets.com and provides all the information everyone needs to know about how to use the card in quick, easy, and convenient steps. As the key ingredient to developing a digital technology and digital ticketing platform, this card will become the primary tool for access to the MTS Center for all Jets home games. Each season ticket holder will receive one card for each seat they hold as part of their ticket purchase agreement. Each card is identified with the section, row, and seat corresponding with each of their Jets tickets. When they arrive at a Jets game, the barcode on the card will be scanned, providing for immediate access to the MTS Center. Perhaps the most effective element of the card, beyond its size and convenience, will be the ease of which tickets can be distributed. By logging onto MyJets account, fans can easily forward tickets to a game by email to friends, family members, neighbors, or clients. The recipient will receive a printable, printed home ticket, or forwarded for pickup to our will call window, whatever works. Alternatively, tickets can be reprinted at home by season ticket holders, which can then be forwarded in the same way as traditional tickets or used by the season ticket holder. As soon as tickets are forwarded, the Jets will then be in a position to service that person with forwarding and reprinting privileges. Simple. Easy. In the past, the Jets have charged a nominal administration fee for transfer and reprinting of tickets. For context from past practices, the 2012-2013 user guide has made specific emphasis to the waiver of administration fees for the applicable season. Although there's been some question about the fee in this year's guide, the intention is for the fee to be waived year over year. We hear our fans. Please also make sure to have fans call their season ticket sales and service reps. They're ready and waiting to answer all questions with respect to transferring of tickets and reprinting of tickets. The user guide, it's informative, it's simple, the benefits, ease of ticket distribution, 24/7 online account management, all games one card, flexibility, and of course, the Jets Gear discount. Card will act as a discount to all Jets Gear stores for exclusive 15% savings on regular priced merchandise. Season ticket cards, the digital world, will increasingly be used by the NHL and other professional sports teams and leagues as an efficient, convenient, and user-friendly replacement to traditional tickets. Your Winnipeg Jets are one of a handful of teams in the NHL and other sports leagues using a card to provide primary access to their venues now. We would like to lead this charge and can only imagine the possibilities. The use of the card also opens the door to the growth of our digital ticketing platform and the development of future loyalty rewards programs for season ticket holders. Stay tuned for these further developments into the coming months. The Winnipeg Jets season ticket holder card also makes use of the Winnipeg Jets seat exchange easier. It provides a safe, reliable, and legitimate way to resell Jets game tickets. You can also read about that in the user guide, as we once again strongly encourage all of our fans to purchase tickets to this season's sold-out games directly from the official seat exchange to ensure they are getting guaranteed authentic tickets. If you buy a ticket through somewhere other than the Jets seat exchange, you have no way of knowing whether the ticket you purchase is counterfeit or has been invalidated, and that has been a challenge in the past. Jets seat exchange is the only authorized ticket reseller of Winnipeg Jets game tickets. This year, and it's new, all of the spread between the season ticket holder price and the game day walk-up price will be transferred to the season ticket holder, which will guarantee significant inventory of available seats to game day purchasers. On Saturday the 12th, we reminded fans of the availability of individual game tickets. As always, there will be a very limited number of seats available on a game-by-game basis to see the Jets in action. We are committed to providing an unbiased access to game tickets for our fans and are therefore continuing the random draw program as was announced on Saturday, January 12th. As of today, the official on sale for our first game will take place tomorrow, January 16th at 10 a.m. for winners selected from the random draw. So, with all of that, we look very forward to participating with you over the balance of the week and moving into Saturday, January 19th at 2 o'clock in this building. Doors are at 12:30. Thank you, Mitch and Mr. Donnelly. And our exchange will be open at 11:30. And you can well expect Coach Noel and the team to be ready to go Saturday at 2. So thanks very much.
Okay, we'll take questions for Jim here. You can just stay at the microphone and you guys can just address him with your questions, please.
Jim, what fees will be waived on reprinting tickets or picking them up at will call specifically?
Thanks, Sean. Just to clarify the point or the question that I think has been out there, in years past, there has been a ticket forwarding and reprinting fee charged, a $2.50 fee. And so in our user guide this year, I think we were doing our best for the 2012-2013 user guide to be emphatically clear that those fees are being waived. And I think my point here today, and based on some comments that have come over the past 24 hours from fans, to be clear about where we're going after 2012-2013, that transferring and reprinting fee, Sean, will be waived.
From now on?
From now on. Okay. Well, we haven't started, so
right.
It will be waived.
So if I'm a fan and I have the electronic card and I want my buddy to go,
yeah,
no $2.50 fee, I could just email it to him or he can pick it up at will call based on the instructions
yes.
he follows on your website.
Yes. Yep.
Period.
And you know, one of the added benefits that as well, Sean, is when that when you email your ticket to your buddy, then we also receive information on the recipient. That recipient will choose to accept that ticket from you, and then we can service that particular recipient for that particular game in the event that there's been a change of time or new information that has to go to the person who is now the ticket holder for that particular game off your Jets season ticket card. We can then service that person directly as well.
What about the people that want to still print the tickets? That was an option listed in the user guide as well.
Yep. I mean, tickets are, if you want to go back to the notion of coming to the building with an actual ticket without your season ticket card, barcode issues are all the same. If you choose to print your tickets, if you want us to print your tickets for the entire season on your behalf, we can print spitter tickets for you.
And it'll be the $100 charge?
Well, there is a charge for that, but what will happen this year, and again, just appreciating that, as you can imagine, the 2012-2013 user guide was printed in anticipation of a season starting in October, so we had a full fee for that service, Kenny, but that fee will be prorated down to the number of games we're playing this year. So if I could do fast math, that is 24 over 41 times, which is 58%, so it's a $60, I think it's a $60 fee. That right? Anybody get that math?
It's pretty good.
So I'm in the media, I couldn't do it.
No, I barely got through it at St. Paul's, I might add.
So the questions I get is the season ticket holders who want to print off all their tickets, frame them.
Yeah, that's a different issue, Jim. You know, we absolutely, I mean, you know, and I think, you know, in my view and in our view, that that will be where we will, at the end of it, listen to our fans to the extent that there are a significant number of fans at the end of the day that would choose to say, I want commemorative, you know, tickets from a particular season. That's a whole different printing process and printing planning and mechanics that we would have to do for the sort of the notion of tickets as we've historically used them. When we're talking, as Kenny's asked about tickets printed for the season, spitter tickets, that's easy to do. But to be clear, those will not be the kinds of tickets that you typically see in a season ticket book, which are printed in color, all teams, names, logos, and that sort of thing. So, I mean, that would be, at the end, Jim, I think, a response to potential demand and our ability then to actually set up a printing process to manage that demand and cost. So we just don't know the answer to that yet.
Yeah, you would obviously help fans with that, but there would be a fee to that because it's a total different...
Yeah, you have your 44 home games printed and framed, that's a different process and a different printing process. So absolutely easy to print spitter tickets if necessary. I mean, in our, you know, as we move forward, as we all move forward into the digital world, whether it's music, document, or otherwise, we think at the end of the day, with a little bit of time and a little bit of hand-holding, as we move into the digital ticketing platform, and we are taking the lead in the league, and certainly the league and other professional sports leagues, we think at the end of the day, the possibilities as we move forward into affinity and loyalty programs, like you experience with other partners, can be quite significant for our fans. So this is sort of step one, phase one, which we start with a card. And so the card is access, the card is forwarding, the card is reprinting, the card is Jets gear discount. And as I said, as you watch for the next few months into next season, we'll start to develop a loyalty program around that.
You touched on what there isn't fees Dennis. For. What are there fees for? Let's flip that over. And what are the services provided that there is a fee charge for?
Right now, there are no fees. Right, because the main feature of the card right now is one, primary access, and number two, forwarding tickets, and number three, reprinting tickets. And I think with Sean's question, and to be clear, and it's a fair question that's been out there, that those fees, and again, we were emphatic in the book by creating some context to what we were doing last year, so those fees have been waived.
What about the discount that people get with that card, the 15% discount for fans that are sharing tickets? How does that work?
Just, again, two things. You'll be able to present the card at the store or, you know, two ways. A fan in a sharing situation is either going to share the card or, I think more importantly, the primary account holder in a shared situation will be able to sit down with their group of friends, divide their tickets up as they normally do, and then electronically forward those tickets to the team, to their group. And then each one of those folks, as they have one of those tickets that comes off of a season ticket card, will be able to present that at the store for their discount.
What happens if you lose the card?
It's a credit card process. The same thing. I mean, that is, you know, all of the above is you know, as we move into this new world carefully and cautiously, there are going to be some issues that will come up, whether it's, you know, a lost card, how do we deal with that? But at the end of the day, you know, it is, we think, effective, easy, convenient, efficient, and moves us into the digital world. So much like my credit card, which I loathe to the extent I ever lose it, it's replaceable. And then we know right away, because it's barcoded and because we can control the access of that card, we can protect again. There's some very significant security features on it as a result of that. It helps us to manage security, fraud, and otherwise.
This step doesn't include email, like electronic scannable tickets on a smartphone. Is that are you planning to do that in the future?
Just on a very good question. We were actually talking about that before we came in here this morning. As we go into stages 2, 3, and 4 of where we're going on this, you know, I don't expect that this will be anything different than, you know, landing at Starbucks in the morning and showing your phone, showing your card, or actually pulling out cash. At the end of the day, what will become, and it's an airline analogy as well. I mean, the same thing. So we are going to move as as quickly as we can, but as intelligently as we can. So those are going to take, that's going to take some time and some steps to get there, but that's where we're going with this.
Jeff, how big a deal was fraud?
Jeff?
Sorry.
The boys are skating in 2 minutes for anybody that's interested over there, but yes, Jeff.
How big a deal was ticket fraud last year?
You know, I don't know that I can put a number on it, but I can tell you it was something we were very carefully watching. And one of the biggest challenges is as you move into the secondary resale market, you can't guarantee whether tickets exist or whether tickets that have been transferred are actually real. And that carries a Jets brand with it. And the challenge for us is when we're not in that marketplace, we can't manage it. And so the message I think we're carrying here is that your biggest protection against fraud and otherwise is to ensure that you're staying within an official reselling market, and the only official reselling market for Jets tickets in this province is through the Jets Ticket Exchange. There, and it's not just Manitoba, as you know, in that secondary market, there are challenges with fraud throughout North America.
Last one.
So I'm going to ask if this has anything to do with the strike, the switch, and is it a permanent move?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I can tell you this, and to be perfectly honest, you know, we'd been planning this in the early part of last season to move into this season. And quite frankly, we were ready to roll with this in September, October, November, December, whenever our signal was given this year. And we're actually, I mean, we're very excited by the possibilities of digital technology in this world of ticketing. They're significant.
Thank you.